ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Men's Room Podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app. A Bosch. This is the Men's Room Podcast with me, Tom Skinner, alongside the legend, and that is the 17th hardest footballer of all time, Neil Razor Ruddock. A reminder, you can see us and all of our amazing guests with your own eyes over on the TalkSport YouTube channel. Now, let's get into this week's podcast.
Hiya.
How we doing, you lovely, lovely people? Now, I can't believe it. TalkSport have had us back again. It's me, Tom Skinner, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Razor Ruddock.
Myth?
How are you?
Myth?
Well, you're never here. You're one, you're one on your own.
Hold up. Oh, I come from Sheffield this morning, and I beat you here.
You did, yeah.
You've come from Essex.
No, right? I was actually...
Oh, you come from TalkSport?
No, and then I had a meeting afterwards. Then I came
here. Why
did
you do the meeting after me? I'm more important than anyone. I'm a myth. How you been?
I've been all right.
Last week was all right, wasn't it?
How good was it?
Oh, it was crazy.
It was, all I'm going to say is Friday, I went to my warehouse to do some work and I couldn't even think straight.
Yeah.
It was a heavy
one. It's this lovely place, Little Italy. We are in Thrift Street. I had breakfast, lunch and dinner here last week.
Where?
It was great. Sure, you slipped up early doors as well.
I'm sure it won't be the last time we did that.
No, it won't be the last time we did that. So, anyway, we got a great guest this week.
Who we got?
We got John Stiles, son of Nobby Stiles.
Really?
The World Cup winner, Manchester United, a legend. Very funny man.
You actually said that you was funnier earlier.
I am funnier than him. What, do you want to know the difference between, do you want to know the difference? Do you want to know the difference between an after dinner speaker and a comedian?
Yeah.
It's about $2,000. But he's got a great story. He's got, you know, he's an heartwarming, sad story. He's going to come and go have a laugh, and he's going to tell us all about his problems at the minute.
About dementia, isn't it? Yeah. Today? Serious subject.
With ex-footballers.
I don't know anything. I honestly don't know anything about it. So I'm looking forward to having a chat with John.
Yeah, I've spoken to John about it a few times, but it's still hard to grasp. But he's going to come on and tell us all about it.
So this week on the TalkSport Men's Room, we have Mr. John Stiles, the son of Nobby Stiles. Absolute legend, friend of Razor's, funnier than Razor as well, and here he comes, a Bosch.
I'm a nut. So, mate, how you been?
Good.
Looking well?
Doing my best.
Looking well. So, tell everyone, your dad's Nobby Stiles, a great World Cup winner. Was you a footballer?
I was.
Did you try to follow him in his footsteps?
I was. I played for Leeds United. My uncle was Johnny Giles, who played for Leeds United.
Yes.
So, I played for Leeds and I'm in the history books at Leeds United because I was the first Leeds United substitute ever to be substituted.
Injured?
No, just crap really.
Excellent. What position was you, Johnny?
Midfield.
Like the old man?
Midfield or substitute, well...
midfield or substitute, what position did you play substitute?
Take away the pace and the talent and I probably was a bit similar to him, yeah.
So, you know, I often compared him to his dad and compared to his dad he was...
Yeah. Well, he was a legend, wasn't he?
His dad was a legend.
But John, like you know, so I just got to ask a question.
Yes.
So you went. Was it your first game playing for Leeds when you went on and got subbed?
No. I've been in the team. I made about 85 first team appearances for Leeds. And growing up as a kid, Man United didn't look after my dad when they left. So in our house, we were brought up as Leeds fans, really.
Wow. That's
so
mad, isn't it?
I actually was, I consider myself very fortunate that I played for the club that I used to watch Leeds playing and imagine that I could be playing. And I did it to not a great degree, but it was an honour just to pull the shirt on, really.
How did you get into comedy?
Well, if you see me play Razor, I'll show you the videos, you'd understand it. what I did, I finished playing, I went into insurance, I hated that. And then I went into football agency and I hated that even more. And my dad was on the after dinner circuit, so I drove, and then I did a bit of emceeing. And as you know, I do a few voices and all that. And
I'll come do them.
Can't really do them on this format.
you can say anything on it.
Chris Eubank. So there's a various things.
Can you do some writing, please? Please, it's brilliant.
Chris Eubank comes home one day and he says, Mum. And I won't do the rest of the gag because I'm not getting paid enough. So that sort of sticks in. And if I'm honest, I broke into the comedy, do a few voices and all that. And it's a brutal business. If you don't go down well, you don't get paid. Yeah. So, but having said that, possibly if they're thinking of a comic, often you go and see a comic, you can't remember the name.
Yeah.
They remember my dad. So, I do a couple of little quick stories about my dad and what have you.
Growing up as Nobby Styles' son, you must have met some of your heroes early doors.
Well, the thing is, I had a really strange childhood because other people, you know, I used to go to the Cliff training ground with my dad and he'd take us in and I'd hold George Best's watch while he had a shower.
George Best.
And like, if I'd known who he was, I'd have got in the shower with him probably. But anyway, no, but so George, and literally Bobby Charlton was Uncle Bobby. And he's just the nicest man.
Yeah.
Him and my dad were so very similar in lots of ways, and he's just a kind man. And literally, he'd come around at Christmas and bring Christmas presents for us. And then whenever I saw him after that, he'd come straight over, he'd shake your hand, how are you doing? He made you feel fantastic.
Yeah,
he's just a lovely man, and another one who tragically died like my father did, yeah. They were just humble men. You know, great footballers, and you think, but at the end of the day, my dad and Bobby were both really humble, private family men who happened to be great footballers. Right. So it was strange, and you don't realise until you get older.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't. It was only when my dad passed away I realised how much he meant to people.
Yeah, he was a hero, wasn't he?
Well, and it wasn't just it wasn't just the football; it was the kindnesses he did for people.
So, good man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So I met him. The thing about him, he was very nice to me. I only met him a few times, but he always came up to me and made me feel special, you know what I mean? He was that kind of man. Yeah. So.
Well, they were proper people, weren't they? Yeah. And then, like, your lot come along.
Spoil it all.
Spoil really all.
The Spice Boys and all that, yeah.
Was there in the World Cup, because you was only a baby, you was only two.
Yeah, I can't remember.
So when the World Cup, wasn't there a story that they wanted to drop him or something?
Yeah, there was a mass campaign in the media to get him out of the team. And the reason for that was he'd kicked a Frenchman. You'd get a knighthood for that nowadays.
What do you mean? During the game,
he was a bad tackle on a fella called Jackie Simon. Yeah. And he got booked, and a FIFA official from Northern Ireland went to the FIFA and said it should be a sending off. So my dad would have been out. But it was the first time they'd had a TV panel. So all the panel, all of them said Styles shouldn't play against Argentina on Saturday. All of them. Wow. In the press, Styles shouldn't play against Argentina.
Round would that have been? Was that a knockout round?
It was now into the quarterfinal.
Okay.
So they come out of the groups. Yeah. So anyway, my dad said that on the Friday, they do the free kicks and corners. Now Framsey came over to him and he said, did you mean it? And he said, no, Alf, I just mistimed it. I didn't mean it. He said, right, you're playing tomorrow. Now, my dad's the only person in the country who knows he's playing the next day. So what my dad later found out was Alf Ramsey was then summoned to the boardroom at Highbury and told by the England selectors, under no circumstances does Nobby Styles play tomorrow. He said, I'll resign.
Wow.
He said, I'll resign now. So he stood by him. The rest is history.
So, 66, yeah? No VAR, no goal line technology. Did your dad think the ball went over the line?
Well, my dad had terrible eyesight. He was one of the first players ever to wear contact lenses, and he was 40 yards away, and he said it was miles over.
The
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store, or via the app.
So John, your dad, your father, Nobby Styles, absolute legend, sadly passed away of dementia in 2020. And I've been seeing you on Twitter campaigning about dementia and about what's wrong with, you know, with football and what they're being taught. And I love what you're doing, mate, but help us out. What is... I don't understand it. You know, we don't, both of us don't know what it is.
Well,
so.
I didn't. He started losing his memory, he was about 60, but we think he even started before that, probably looking back. So it was the memory loss. And then as time goes on, because the damage is at the front of the brain, we had a spell, it was dreadful, where he got terrible paranoia, anxiety. We couldn't calm him. And he had to be next to my mum. It was awful. Chris Sutton told me his dad was there. Seems to be very common with the footballers, probably because of where the damage is. So we thought he had vascular, we were told he had vascular dementia and Alzheimer's, and then somebody rang me up and said, it probably isn't that, it's probably chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. So then I started doing my research, I spoke to Willie Stewart, who's leader in the field, and then it was anybody who watches their loved one go with dementia, it's a dreadful disease. So it was awful, and then when Dad passed away, we talked about donating his brain. So... he passed away, literally, we were stood over him, and my mum said, if one person is stopped from suffering the way your dad was, we'll donate his brain. Okay. We donated his brain, it came back completely riddled with CTE, chronic traumatic, no Alzheimer's. The footballers have this very common thing where they have this terrible anxiety, and I think that's the worst part, because this person you've seen, strong, independent-minded, you know, resourceful, all of a sudden is a frightened person.
Yeah,
and it's awful. And I want people to listen, and I want to get help to the people who need it, and I want the players to know about it.
What is the end goal? What is the...
Well, the end goal is that thousands of footballers don't die.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. I need to make this really clear. I need to make this really clear with this message.
Yeah.
Because it relates to him, it relates to me.
Yeah.
In 2003, a disease was discovered in America by Bennett Amalu. He'd been looking at NFL players' brains, and he found this disease called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. And what it is, it's very simple. Every time you get a head impact, a protein called tau breaks off. It's tiny. And if you don't head another ball, there's no more impact, it settles down. He didn't. He's headed thousands of balls for 15 years. So what happens is this tau protein clumps together with other tau proteins and creates a tangle. It settles in the brain and basically destroys it.
Wow.
It stops it. It's as simple as that. And it's
and
just...
this was 2000 what?
This was 2003.
Wow.
Now, a coroner told Jeff Astle's family about 20 years ago that heading the ball had killed him. And nothing was done. And they looked at Jeff's brain again later, I think in 2013, something like that. And he had CTE.
Wow.
I know of four other families who've donated their dad's brain or husband's brains. All of them CTE. It's not rocket science. It's what happens. So what's doing my head in is that nobody's being told.
There's no warning about
it. Did you know about it?
No, it's all so interesting.
Exactly.
This starts at a young age, then.
Well, this is the other thing that's even more worrying. So six of my dad and his teammates died from the World Cup team. The odds of that are about 150 million to one. Right? I've looked it up. It's the same thing as Man United team. But I spoke to two other players last week, championship winners.
Yeah.
They think they're getting it. And they will be getting it.
Yeah.
Because it's what happens. It's just the process.
No one's listening to you. No one's...
No, because they don't want to listen. It's not good news.
No, because it's... Well, I suppose like when... Like even when you start football training, you talk to the head of the ball. And you in the training session, you might head the ball 100 times, 150 times. Like, do that 3-4 days a week.
Yeah.
And then you do that for 10 to 15 years. Willie Stewart's studies, this is all, by the way, science-based. I've researched all this. Willie Stewart's studies have shown that depending on the position you played, because you've headed the ball more, you're even more likely to get it.
Yeah.
So he says at the moment it's between 3 and 5 times the normal population will get. Players are more likely to get this dementia, this CTE. And it starts in the late 50s, early 60s. So it's there, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a functioning union, and players were dying of a disease from doing the job, they'd be in there protecting them.
Of course.
But the PFA don't. I can guarantee it. I bet Kyle Walker didn't know about it. Harry Kane, Lucy Bronze.
No,
and I don't want to ban heading, because it's part of the game. I mean, don't start him on about his header again against Man United.
Well,
against
3-3.
Is
that the one that's been voted greatest header of all time in Premier League? That one, I scored. Yeah. Carry on,
So you don't want to get it wide, get in the box, score a great header. But in the matches, they've worked out, usually the maximum you've headed is about 10 times. It's the training.
Yeah.
It's the 10. I worked it out that my dad would have headed the ball between 70 and 100,000 times. Chris Sutton said he will have headed it at least 70,000, probably more. Chris has been quite active on this as well.
So, John, look at rugby, they wear scrum hats to protect their heads, like NFL, I mean, they wear helmets, but it obviously doesn't work.
Well.
But so there's nothing, even if you wore an helmet or a cap, or nothing's going to...
Because the brain's going to shake, the brain's going to bleed, and the tail protein's going to break off. Now, what is... Like I say, doing my head in. I've been campaigning 3 years now, and I'm still waking up angry in the morning.
Yeah,
I've got families ringing me in bits because they don't know what they're going to do because they've got to pay for the long-term healthcare costs.
No PFA helping these families.
I think
one of your tweets is that people are selling their houses just to get treatment.
The McNamee family were told by the PFA, "Don't worry, there's a fund going to come, and then you won't have to sell your house." Didn't come. Sold his house. Then they created a fund that's £1 million, right? £1 million.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
There's £1 million in the fund. That won't even take care of 10 families' long-term care costs for a year. It's a farce. It's a pittance. And then the chief executive gives himself a rise of £150,000 a year, so he's on £650,000. This is the union that's supposed to be helping and protecting these people. So the families are selling the houses. Now, the McNamee family... They looked at the fund, and they know the costs, and they said, it's only £1 million. We're not going to try and get any of that, because somebody else needs it, and we've got some money. That's the sort of character of the people that you're looking at in this situation.
So what are they saying? You've obviously spoke to the PFA.
I had a meeting with them right at the start, and I was told that they would put actuaries onto it to go and find these people and find out exactly how big the problem was, because then they could say... They've never done it.
No.
They've done a cack-handed, just put it out on social, if you're a footballer, fill this questionnaire in. And it's just a joke. It's a joke, but it's not a funny joke.
No, it's scandalous.
It's scandalous.
Look, if you know someone that's suffering with dementia or you want to learn more, you want to find out some more information, listen, don't. Just get in touch with John. He's more than happy to answer your questions, isn't he, John?
Yeah.
And look, let's try and push this out. Let's try and spread the word, because I didn't know about it. Razor didn't know about it, and he played professional football for years. How many balls written you headed over your time?
I used to 50 times a day.
Yeah.
Easy.
Can I just say one quick message?
Of course.
Don't let your kids end the ball.
No. There's a powerful advert on telly that I've watched, yeah, it's about dementia. I don't know anyone that's had dementia, yeah, but I'm sure I will do later on in life. But this advert is really powerful. There's an old man sitting on a bus stop bench.
Oh, yeah.
And a lady sits down and is pregnant. Yeah. And he goes, "You're right, love, where are you off to today?" And she goes, "Oh, I'm going into town." Mm. And he looks at her and he goes, "Well, how long you got? How long you got?" And she went, "Oh, mate, mum's pregnant." Mm. He goes, "Oh, well, good luck for the baby." And she goes, "Oh, thank you." And then the bus turns up and she goes, "Come on, Dad." You know, like, and it's so powerful.
Yeah, it's magnificent. Like, it's,
And I mean, I think that's what we've got to do is just get,
What does bother me a little bit is when I see these ads, that's very nice and it's very true. It's very true. But it's brutal. It's not just memory loss.
No.
It's mood changes. It's incontinence. It's fear. It's if you wanted to pick your worst nightmare for your parent at the end of their life, it's this.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible disease. Any dementia is terrible.
Yes.
But this one is preventable.
Yes.
With the football.
Yes.
And even now, we're not doing enough to protect.
Prevention is better than cure. Isn't
absolutely. It is a preventable disease. It can be stopped before it starts, because once it comes, it's only going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. It's a terminal disease once it starts.
Yeah. Well, how about that, mate? What a guest.
Mate, I feel like I've just learned something. Well, I have something brand new I never knew about.
No, well, you think it's worrying, really. Like, worried about myself and all my mates. I mean, I'd say 50 times a day, that was my game. Smashing heads, banging heads.
He said 6 out of 10 of his dad's team ended up with dementia, yeah?
Law of averages, that's not... You can't,
mate, all jokes aside now, like, we have a laugh all the time, me and you, but... Mate, I'm worried about you and all your teammates.
It's crazy. I'm glad he come though. I mean, sad story, got a bit emotional as well. He's a lovely man, you know. I mean, he must just break your heart that no one's listening. All the people that are in control of funds and helping ex-players, they just don't want to know, do they?
So, again, what a powerful podcast. If you want to find out some more information, you want to learn more, you know, there will be links on this podcast, but also get in touch with John. John is happy to talk, he's happy to teach you about it. Listen, we've learnt loads today, and that was the Men's Room Podcast. Myself, Tom Skinner, and the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Razor Ruddock.
Oh,
never.
Toolstation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room Podcast on TalkSport. Join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money. Getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.